This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Hey, because we now have an interview with Jack and the Kids.
Yeah, so Jack and the Kids are on the line. They are a music group. Firstly, good morning, Jack, and how are you?
Really good, thanks, and thanks for having us on the show.
No worries. Now, I think, first of all, we need to ask, who are the Kids in your band name? Because it's Jack and the Kids.
Yeah, there's actually another Jack in the band, believe it or not.
Ooh.
He's our drummer, so, yeah, it's a little bit hard to figure out who's the real Jack and who's the Jack and who's not. And then we've got Lockie, who's on bass, and Braden, who's on guitar.
Mm-hmm. So what made you guys want to come together and play music?
Well, I was going to say, the lineup's changed a little bit over the years. It started off mid-2013 as a solo project for me, and then, sort of by the start of 2014, it sort of went into more of a band type setup where I wanted to start playing live shows as a live band, and then couldn't really think up of a name, and then, one of the guys rocked up to practice one day and just said, "What about Jack?" Yeah. Jack and the Kids, and then we just went with it and never changed pretty much. And over the years, the lineup's changed once or twice, but we've been the lineup that we are today for about 2 years now.
Now, you recently released a new single, Television Hero. It has a new sound compared to your previous singles. Was that a conscious decision?
Not really. I don't really know how, and it hasn't changed. It's changed, but not classically. Like, you wouldn't listen to it and think, I've turned from a indie rock to a heavy metal band, I guess. Yeah, this song is a lot more, in my eyes, is a lot more guitar heavy than the others. There's not as much synth lying around in the background as our previous releases. I think it was just the way the song was written and produced, I guess.
So yeah. How do you guys decide on lyrics and, like, different rhythms in your music, I guess?
Yeah, so usually I'll come up with the lyrics to begin with, and then I'll do up a demo and shoot that around to the other band members. And Braden, our guitarist, he actually produced this song, so he had a fair bit of input into the drum patterns and the guitars and all of that. I sort of, compared to other songs, I maybe took a bit of a step back with this one and let the other guys, have a bit more of an input, I guess.
Where did the inspiration for Television Hero come from?
I wrote the song about a year ago, we wrote the song about a year ago. I guess I was going through a stage where I just, felt like we, we weren't achieving goals, but we just wanted to try and push a little bit further and felt like we weren't really maybe getting to the goals we wanted to achieve. And I just wrote that song. It's pretty much a bit of have a go at ourselves kind of thing, just say, let's work a bit harder and I guess that's what came out, yeah.
So what's the response been of all the hard work that you've put into this song and everything over the years? How has that helped you guys and your confidence levels?
Oh, definitely, yeah. This song, it wasn't like we weren't confident any last year. It was just more, just wanted to strive for as far as we could get, I guess. And, the response to this song has been really, really good. A lot of community radio, including yourself, have really got behind it. The response has been really positive.
You've shared this stage with the likes of Alice Ivy and British India, and you played at Groove in the Moo in Bendigo. What was that like?
Yeah, it was great. We played with Alice Ivy back at the start of this year. It's a bit of an annual bash that Starbar put on called Nan's Birthday, and there's been some really good acts play at that over the years. And this year we were lucky enough to play with Alice, and it was good. And then British India, they were great. We supported them back in May, and obviously Groove in the Moo was an unbelievable experience. love to do that around again.
So what does the future hold for Jack and the kids? Are you guys going to be performing some more gigs around town? Are you guys going on a tour, or just going to be releasing some more music?
Yeah, for the moment, it's going to be just, we're going to get a break from shows and whatnot, and just, work on some new music.
Do you have any ideas on when your album will be out?
Not really. We've been saying we're going to release an album for a couple of years now, and because we all work full time as well, so we can't really say when it'll be out. But we're just doing a lot of writing at the minute, I guess.
And where's the inspiration coming from for the writing? Are you guys using some heartbreaks, some adventures, or just a bit of everything at the moment?
Probably a little bit of everything. I especially go through stages where I'll listen to certain types of music just flat out. For instance, like, I've been listening to a lot of The National lately after seeing them live in March, and some of it you could say is sort of that heartbreak, dark National vibe, and some of the other stuff is like a little bit more upbeat. You sort of stock standard indie rock, sort of Kudos Cinema Club, Phoenix type stuff. So there's some pretty good, pretty different variations there. But it's all coming along all right.
And you have a show tonight at the Catfish in Melbourne. Where can we find more information about that, or about the band in general?
You can head to our Facebook page or Instagram. Tonight, Catfish, I think doors are at 8. We've got Slow Coaching. We've started the night up with a solo set. And then we've got Club York, who were previously Residual. They're playing after him. And then we've got our mates, Don and Arla from South Australia, coming across on his main support.
Well, that's exciting times ahead for you guys. So if anyone wants to go check them out and go to Catfish tonight, you can also head to their Facebook page as well. Thank you so much for talking to us about your new single and everything that you guys have got planned ahead. I hope you guys have a good rest of the day, and thank you for talking to us.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.